You're listening to Mad Radio.
WMDX 1580 AM Columbus. W224 EG Madison.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The acting director of the Secret Service has arrived at Trump International Golf Club in Palm Beach this morning, where on Sunday, agents opened fire on a gunman allegedly trying to kill the former president. It was the second attempt on Donald Trump's life since the shooting at a rally on July 13th in Pennsylvania. The Federal Reserve starts its September meeting tomorrow. When it's over, a key interest rate is expected to have been lowered by a quarter, possibly a half percent. Shogun won 18 Emmys last night, but it wasn't the only one. Hacks also won Best Comedy and
Jean Smart taking home her third Emmy for Best Actress in a Comedy for playing comedian Deborah Vance.
It's very humbling. It really is. And I appreciate this because I just don't get enough attention. I'm serious.
In the limited or anthology series, Jodie Foster winning her very first Emmy for True Detective Night Country.
ABC's Lara Spencer. This is ABC News.
This news report is sponsored by Wisconsin Capital Management, LLC, serving their clients for 40 years. Visit wiscap.com.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A state lawmaker is banned from the Lac du Flambeau Reservation in northern Wisconsin over a remark she made at a meeting in August. That's when State Senator Mary Felskowski said giving money to the tribe to end a dispute over road closures would be like giving in to terrorists. The tribe's president says Felskowski's comment damaged negotiations and harmed the tribe. Vice President Kamala Harris returns to Wisconsin. We expect to learn more this week about a stop in Madison Friday afternoon. Meanwhile, her running mate, Tim Walz, was in Wausau and Superior over the weekend.
We cannot have four more years of that nearly 80-year-old man yelling at people to get off his yard, screaming about cats, and looking out for himself.
Republican running mate J.D. Vance campaigns in Eau Claire tomorrow. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Four people are displaced today after a fire broke out at their home, which also houses a restaurant. The Madison Fire Department says flames started just before 10 o'clock last night in the 2700 block of Atwood Avenue. There are apartments above and a cafe below. Firefighters say all the people were out safely by the time they got there. They went back in to rescue two cats. They believe it was an electrical fire started on one of the exterior walls. There were flames on the walls and ceilings inside, too. Now there's $250,000 worth of damage. The Red Cross is helping those four residents. And an autopsy is set for today on a man who died in the Rock County Jail over the weekend. Sheriff Curtis Fell says during routine checks on Saturday night, staff found him hanging in his cell. Today, the Dane County Medical Examiner is performing an autopsy. Deputies will take that information and go from there as they try to determine a cause of death. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. This is WMDX News.
It's a victory Monday for the Packers. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. Green Bay got a 10-point lead in the first half and stayed ahead of Indianapolis the rest of the way, taking a 16-10 victory at Lambeau Field on Sunday. Head coach Matt LaFleur was happy to get the win.
I'm so proud of our staff, our players, just everybody sticking together because, you know, adversity is coming in every week in this league. And you face it in game. You face it, obviously, going into the game when you don't have your star quarterback. And you just got to find a way to win because at the end of the day, nobody cares.
The Packers will play Tennessee this Sunday. Milwaukee's run of extra inning losses continued Sunday as the Brewers fell 11-10 in 10 innings to the Diamondbacks. Milwaukee took a lead in the top of the 10th but gave up three runs in the bottom half with closer Devin Williams left in the bullpen. It doesn't get any easier for the Brewers, who will host the Phillies and Diamondbacks for a 7-game homestand beginning tonight. Milwaukee's lead in the NL Central is at 10 games. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Civic Media Sports.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Mostly sunny and warm today, highs near 88 degrees. Partly cloudy tonight, a low around 58. Sunshine, mid-80s for Tuesday. For Tuesday night, clear, a low of 52. Sunny and 85 on Wednesday and Thursday, 86 Friday.
Right now, 71 degrees. Are you looking to kick up your nighttime entertainment? Good times await you at the Lazy Wolf Lounge, Madison's east side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Test your knowledge with Monday trivia. Let your inner rock star out with Thursday karaoke, plus live music, and meet all your friends at the Lazy Wolf for the big game. The Lazy Wolf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at LazyWolfLounge.com.
Wisconsin Capital Management in Madison is a registered investment advisory firm and has been serving their clients for the past 40 years. The firm is focused on providing investment advisory services to its affiliated mutual funds. Their approach to investment management is designed to provide competitive performance over the entire business cycle. Their clients rely on them to manage their assets through the fluctuations of market cycles, and they strive to outperform over the long term. For information, visit wiscap.com.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey everybody, join us next time. We'll review the sports news of the week as well as Governor Tim Walz in Superior. Let you know what happened. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for the John and Gordy Show.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Freedom, freedom, I can't move. Freedom, cut me loose. Yeah. Freedom, freedom, where are you? Because I need freedom too. I break chains all by myself. Won't let my freedom ride in hell. Hey, I'ma keep on running because the winner don't quit on themselves.
Republican colleagues or your allies who are concerned about your close relationship with Laura Loomer.
Well, I don't know what they would say. Laura's been a supporter of mine, just like a lot of people are supporters, and she's been a supporter of mine. She speaks very positively of the campaign. I'm not sure why you asked that question,
but
Laura is a supporter. I don't control Laura. Laura has to say what she wants. She's a free spirit.
Oh.
Well, I don't know. I mean, look, I can't tell Laura what to do. Laura's a supporter. I have a lot of supporters. But I don't know what exactly you're referring to.
She supports your stomach.
I can't tell her what to do. I can't say less teeth. I mean, you know, she's a free spirit.
Supporting his stomach on the top of her head.
You know why? Stop it. You know why I'm talking like this?
Why?
Because my fellow potty mouth is here. My potty mouth soulmate is here. JoJo from Jersey is described as mom, Jersey, Dem, news junkie, Lebanese, hothead, geek. Everything we love, all rolled into one human. JoJo from Jersey, Twitter rock stars here.
JoJo shows her speeding line way down there in the basement below.
JoJo from Jersey, Twitter and YouTube star.
Love her.
We need JoJo, her insights. Her insights.
JoJo from Jersey.
It's JoJo.
BFF.
Hi. Oh, my God. It's so good to see you. I now am acutely missing you in person. Like, it's like pangs of pain in my heart.
Okay. We seriously could sell our text chains because they are wildly filthy and hilarious. But
oh, they are so filthy and hilarious. So I would advocate for the only person I would advocate for ever being bitten by Laura Loomer would be Donald Trump.
You cannot write these news cycles, but so it's, we're reporting it because it's out there. Because Milo, what's his douche, the right-wing guest, said that Laura Loomer told him, it's like Trump said it was the best blow of his life. I'm like, oh, God, I didn't think I could get any gayer. And I'm like, hello, mainstream media. If he is, in fact, a Nazi in the middle having an affair with a Nazi in the middle of that might be a newsworthy story, rather than did Kamala Harris work at McDonald's when she was in high school or something.
Yeah, I mean, just the mental image of that. I mean, but the thing is, like, that's the only thing he could probably even manage at this point. Like, how much does she have to lift up to just, like, get to it? Like, what?
That's what he said. That's what Milo said, that he doesn't have, you know, that kind of sex anymore. That's the only, all he can manage is the... Because that's what I was saying. Like, is it a sex swing? What is it, Jody? Or like a... the helicopter from Dumbo Drop, the Operation Dumbo Drop. Like, I don't know what you would need exactly to accomplish
that. Like a sled,
that.
Maybe? Like a toboggan? I don't know. Like, they slide like them back and forth?
I don't follow those movies. Does Jabba the Hutt have sex in that movie?
No.
Is there,
no.
Like, what?
No.
Like,
no. But plenty of people had sex because of that scene, probably. Because of that.
Yeah, the bikini.
The metal bikini.
Yeah. Sure. Yeah. Okay.
And the chain thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sorry. Were we saying something?
No, I'm sorry. I was looking at the picture of you hugging Joe Biden.
I know.
And you just tweeted, I wanted to tell him how grateful I was for him for all he'd done. He wanted me to know that it was all going to be okay. I just, with all the filth of the violence and hate in the news cycle right now, I needed this. I needed this. And your little cute blonde head. And so now you can confirm he smells like cocoa on a hot winter night, and you weren't drunk this time, right?
Oh, no. Trolls, it's 100% true. I mean, hot chocolate on one of those snowstorm nights when your kids said they've not wanted to play with you in forever, and all of a sudden they're like, Mom, can we play Uno? That's exactly what Joe Biden smells like, yeah. But for real, like, that was probably the most cathartic thing I've ever experienced in my life. Like, it was really felt like bookends, because almost exactly 2 years to the day, shy of one day, was the first time I got to meet him. And everything was promising and hopeful and forward-looking and exciting and bright. And this was like, it's okay. It's going to be okay. Like, let's be reflective. And let's, like, it just felt like, it really felt like somebody said, I'm you're going to be okay. He really did. He literally did say that. But I needed
he's
that.
He's a human being, so he's not perfect. But I swear to God, Joe, I feel like he's pure good. And Trump is just pure evil. I don't know how else to put it. I when you can't even condemn bomb threats as a presidential candidate without going, oh, well, I don't know anything about that. That's his standard answer. Yeah. Don't know anything about that. But, you know, it's like, no, the answer is yes.
Right.
It does not depend on who's getting blown up. Yes, I condemn bomb threats, right?
Right, and the exact same people are telling us, right now, you know, they're pointing the fingers at us for trying to downplay these things, and that's just not how it actually is. And Joe Biden would never make fun of or mock or make, you know, light of somebody else being threatened or for them being afraid or being made to be afraid in their schools, being evacuated from their schools. Like, that's the difference.
Well, and of course, the president and vice president put out statements immediately. They're glad Donald Trump is safe, like any normal, decent humans do. That nobody wants, you know, as President Biden says over and over again, violence has no place here. But you know, as Joe Walsh said this morning, no one incites more hate and violence than Donald Trump. I mean, I always have to check if this is real, that a 78-year-old man actually tweeted, I hate Taylor Swift. And you just said in the history of dumbest, hang on, things anyone has ever done, this might be the dumbest. Is there no one that would just go, sir, no, don't, you're not in eighth grade?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, right, but it's what's interesting about it, too, is what I kind of realized this morning, which I'm sure a lot of people were quicker to realizing, was that it wasn't just that it was like this petulant, toddlerish kind of meme bully thing. It was that what he was doing, too, because there's always this layer of that, was he was acknowledging in his own way, like without saying it overtly, because he knows the death threats that had been made against her. Like, I'm going to put a bigger target on her back, like that, in all caps. Like that, that is another layer of that like we're all just like not talking about. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And here we are today looking at the conversation from the lens of we to be the adults in the room, and it's like, but see this tweet right here.
Right, the death threats and bomb threats that Haitians are under because of him.
Exactly.
And he just, no, of course he never denounces the violence he incites. I mean, the Chris Murphy said, you retweeted him, he said he doesn't denounce the bomb threats. This is a candidate explicitly running on the promise of political violence. And it just, I said it Friday. It's like, it's so irresistible to those of us that, you know, dabble in the comedy, you know, the dog and cat memes. But underneath it is always a despicable racist lie of some sort, right?
Right. And what always accompanies that is a threat to someone else. That's the thing. It's that people are supposed to be afraid, that we're supposed to constantly be living in fear of something that is existential, but like also, you know, just flatly dangerous, and there's children we're talking about here. And yeah, there's always this tinge of racism, xenophobia, sexism, bigotry. It's all, everything he does is colored with that, and we have to keep calling it out, but people are just sort of like accustomed to it by now.
You know, I know they say, like, oh, all politicians lie or, blah, you know. I don't think we've ever seen this, that particularly this time, Joe, I feel like he is just running on a solid wall of lies. I'm trying to think of anything he said that's actually true. I missed this one. You retweeted, Trump said, she already's talking about bringing back the draft. She wants to bring back the draft and draft your child and put them in war. And George Conway just said he is deeply mentally ill. I mean, she's doing trans surgery on illegal immigrants in prison. I don't even know. I don't know how, if you're her, you even run against this exactly, right?
You do it the way she's doing it, actually. Yeah. Like that debate was a masterclass, right?
Right.
So you call it out because, first of all, most of us have been feeling like we're crazy because we've been gaslit into thinking this is somehow a normal election when it's not. And she put it all on display, but you dismantle it with the truth and facts. I mean, look, I was an educator. I can tell you I never one time saw a kid come in and leave a different gender. Not right. One time. Even those days that they were peeing in the cat litter boxes, I did not see them come out a different gender. It just didn't, we didn't have the time. I mean, we didn't have time. With all the grooming and indoctrinating and hating America stuff, it was like, do you have time for this sex change? No. Okay. Well,
I know.
We're just going to have to wait.
And this is what I mean. It's like a field day for comedian. What was the tweet we read last week about, like, you know, I'm in line for trans surgery, but the line is slow this morning because they're using staplers and erasers. Or it's just, but, you know,
right.
Chris and I were just talking before the break about how long it's going to take the Republican Party to recover. Like, they're not going to recover overnight. They have become a party of crazy conspiracy theorists. And so, you know, the day Trump loses, it's not like they're all going to go, oh, okay, well, we were. Because there's obviously some segment, I don't know what the percentage is, Joe, that believes Kamala Harris is doing trans surgery on illegal immigrants in prisons. I mean,
1,000%. And, like, they very much leaned into that as a party so that they no longer really resemble the Republican Party of their origin. I mean, they really don't at all. They've leaned into the most extreme wing and factions of their existence. And, like, I don't know what emerges from that, if it even is a Republican Party or not. But they are not going to just go quietly into the night, that's for sure. When he loses, we got to buckle up for that phase, too, because it's going to be messy.
I mean, you retweeted the drip, 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 pigs fly, George Will endorses Harris. I mean, but again, you know, he was very like, oh, but we got to, you know, get the Senate and get rid of her in 28. Like, no, you're not going to have a normal Republican Party. You know, in a year and 2 years, even, I don't think. I don't know how long. Do you know how long it's going to take them to get a
this
sane?
Is like it's a question I keep asking every current or former Republican that I know, right? All the Lincoln Project guys, all, you know, all of the pundits and the politicos, and I ask them that question all the time, and they're like, you know, I don't know if there is this party on the other side of it. I don't know what it is that replaces it, but anybody that was like willing to speak up against all of this, they've chased out, they've you know, put into exile, like Liz Cheney, et cetera. Whatever it is, it's probably going to be the Kinzigers and the Cheneys and the George Conways and the, you know, the Republicans that left the party that'll come back and call it something else, maybe. I don't really know. I just don't see how something this extreme that's turned into what I consider a cult can just reform itself with the current existence.
Yeah, I mean, he's just made them into a party of complete liars and grifters.
Yeah.
And I mean, all the way up to the Supreme Court, frankly, you know, but because you retweeted Kellyanne Conway said, women in this country are saying life is not fair to me. Kamala Harris is the one who made it that way. And you just said Kellyanne Conway is a liar.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Always has been. Right.
I mean, the queen of alternative facts, right? Like she also said that we wake up in the morning and get abortions after we charge our electric cars. It's like,
sure.
I mean, I haven't done that since at least like last October, but still, you know, they all lie. Like you said, they all lie all the time. And J.D. Vance said it out loud. He said they make this stuff up because that's how they change the conversation.
Yeah.
Because they don't have anything to run on. They're not offering anything, not promising anything. They're telling us our country is a disaster. They're not offering anything. So what do? They just lie.
You asked the pertinent question. Speaking of J.D. Vance, has J.D. Vance ever denied the claim that he couches? No, he has not. So there.
Just out here asking questions, you know. Asking questions.
We have a new nickname, Jethro Dull.
Yes.
Alternatively, Hillbilly Vanilli, Vladimir Futon.
Uh-huh. I like Jethro Dull.
Use any of the above.
I like Jethro Dull, too.
Okay.
Jethro Dull's my new favorite. It's really good.
All right. JoJo's here for the hour.
Yay!
19 minutes after the hour. This portion of the show brought to you by Simply Safe. Turn it on. Good night. That's it.
Oh, yeah.
It's helpful that way.
It does. It seems to work a lot better when you turn it on. It does.
It's weird.
Yeah. Oh.
Very strange.
You know what it is? You can't try to deny your loser lifestyle. Like, I was one of those. I was like, I'm not really going to sleep now. That would be crazy. I would look like a total loser lunatic.
And then you went to sleep.
And then I fell asleep and I did not turn it on. And then what happened? Home invasion happened.
Yep.
And only JoJo from Jersey's daughter cared. She wanted to know if I was sad or scared. And yeah, I was. My door monitor would have gone off. They crowbarred open the living room doors. Yeah. My door monitor would have gone off, bam, with Fast Protect monitoring and live guard protection. Simply Safe agents act within 5 seconds of receiving your alarm. Can even see and speak to intruders to stop them in their tracks. You're never locked into a long-term contract. You can cancel any time. Pricing apparent and transparent, excuse me, and affordable at less than $1 a day. That's a lot less than some of these other companies that I frankly think are behind these break-ins.
You keep doing that.
Yeah.
I don't know for sure.
Allegedly?
It's like that, you know, the windshield breaking commercial. Just saying. They're there a little quickly.
Some people say.
There you go.
Okay.
Not maybe the best people.
Protect your home with 50% of new Simply Safe system. 50% off a new Simply Safe system. Plus a free indoor security camera when you sign up for Fast Protect monitoring. SimplySafe.com/Stephanie. SimplySafe.com/Stephanie. There's no safe like Simply Safe.
Stephanie Miller.
Yeah! With me, fellas! This ain't my first time at the rodeo.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. That's 800-640-6298.
If you've turned 65 recently like me, it's important you find a Medicare Advantage plan that gives you the coverage you're looking for. But finding one can be difficult. The best thing I did, and I suggest you do the same, is call a licensed insurance agent and let them walk you through your Medicare Advantage plan options. There are so many benefits you have access to, so make the call now and let the representatives explain everything to you. Our licensed insurance agents can offer you a variety of Medicare Advantage plans. Plus, the call is free, the information is free, and there's no obligation to enroll. We're here to make it easy for you to select a Medicare Advantage plan that may work for your needs. Finding a Medicare Advantage plan can be easy if you do what I did. Make a quick call right now to learn more. Thank you.
800-253-8126. 800-253-8126. 800-253-8126. That's 800-253-8126.
Some big ideas being shared at the Cap Times Idea Fest in Madison. Civic Media is proud to be a part of it and will broadcast the live one-on-one discussion with Nancy Pelosi. Hear what the first female Speaker of the House thinks about the state of politics and the presidential election, Monday, September 16th at 7:30 p.m. Live coverage of Nancy Pelosi from Idea Fest, Monday night, September 16th at 7:30 on your local Civic Media radio station.
It's time to go for the green or gold with Civic Media's new text to win contest. When you go for the green or gold, you could win $100 cash, gold jewelry, and be entered to win our grand prize, two indoor club level seats to see the green and gold in Green Bay. Download the free Civic Media app in the Google Play or App Store and get ready to text in for your chance to win in this statewide contest. Get ready to go for the greener gold with your local Civic Media radio station. The Todd Alba Show.
Going back to this interview we just had, again, many thanks to Michael Cohen, former attorney and fixer for Donald Trump. Let's go back to the phone lines. Don in Milwaukee. Don, thanks for holding. What say you?
My God, Ted, I've been listening to your station, Civic Media, for a long time, and this was a blockbuster. I was absolutely riveted.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Matt Nair on air.
Wisconsin Public Radio, Dodge County clerks backtrack on using drop boxes after concerns from Republican sheriff in order to prevent the perception of voter fraud.
What is he citing as any sort of proof of concern about this?
Gut feeling.
It's a
gut feeling.
Yeah, inherently.
You feel it in your bones.
Yes,
right?
Exactly.
Matt Nair on air, weekdays at 11 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app.
Stephanie Miller.
That's right, bitches. JoJo from Jurors for the hour.
Yep.
Mom, damn hothead, news junkie, are you effing kidding me? Podcast, because of course, I love the sign behind you. Maybe swearing will help. In what instance does swearing not help? I think it always helps.
Always helps. Yeah. Always helps. Right. Like, my favorite moment of the debate, now I've decided on one, was, and this former president.
It's fantastic. I love watching the whole bar of people burst into laughter.
Yeah.
How long the pause was. And then them putting in someone dubbing in all Samuel Jackson mother.
Yes.
this thing here. You threaded, I'd be willing to bet that Donald Trump has never cooked a meal. Hell, he's probably never even boiled an egg, brewed a pot of coffee, buttered his own effing toast. He doesn't even order his own damn fast food. But sure, Kamala never worked at McDonald's, you stain. Thank you. Go ahead.
I used to fixate on this stuff. I was like, I wonder if he's ever used a can opener. And then I was like, I wonder if he's like opened a bottle of wine that wasn't a screw top. I wonder if he's ever opened a bottle of wine. Like, it's like, right. Like all of these, like he just doesn't exist. He's never existed like a normal human being.
I love the one voter that's like, I'm voting for Kamala. Why? She acts more like a normal human. I'm like, fine, we'll take it. We will take it. Yes. She is not trying to replicate human behavior.
Right.
She is a human.
Yeah.
She's not Vincent D'Onofrio in Men in Black.
Exactly.
Yes.
But seriously, tell me you got nothing without telling me you got nothing. But seriously, talking about that she's lying, that she worked. First of all, she's not lying. How would you? We were saying, I don't know that you could track down any of our teenage jobs and you know, what's the
college
word? Confirm
jobs.
College jobs, yeah. Whatever. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, first
and
of all.
And also, by the way, if you did put that on your resume, prospective employers would be like, why?
Right.
Why?
Unless you were managing the place, why would you put it down?
I don't even think I put Busch Gardens on my resume.
And you don't, how would you, the fact that we're even investigating this, like, first of all, who lies about working at McDonald's? And secondly, what, you don't work at the corporate office, like there'd be a record. You know how many people have worked, how many kids have worked at how many McDonald's franchises and how many, I mean, how would you ever... Anyway,
yeah, I mean, so one of my first jobs, I was a short order cook at a campground. I deep fried hot dogs. I have never, ever once said one of my skills is knowing how to deep fry a hot dog. I mean, I know how to work with a hot dog, but I wouldn't put it on my resume.
Quite seriously, how would you confirm that? Like, there's no way to authenticate. I mean, Flaky Jake's isn't even there anymore.
Flaky Jake's in Tempe, Arizona does not exist. I flip burgers there.
And we don't know what McDonald's she was at and if it still exists.
Yeah, the Yogurt Delight that I quit. It hasn't been there in 11 billion years.
One day.
Yeah. Well, see, like there'd be a record of that.
Until you found out you had to clean things.
You had to take the entire yogurt machine apart. Evan, there was like 11 billion pieces. You had to clean all of them in individually. You didn't get done until like dawn.
People don't understand that. We had to clean it. I worked for, you know, in a Sizzler. My trolls love to mention that. We had to clean the soda things. You know, that thing?
Yeah.
And you had to pull all the stuff out, and people don't know how dirty that stuff is.
Oh, it gets gross.
Black junk.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like 11 billion things, like you said, and it takes, it's hard work, folks. It's not as hard as frying French fries, but it is hard.
I just,
the people like, you know, Hillbilly Vanilli, I don't. I'm just saying, we've all had real jobs. We had to actually work real jobs. You can tell Trump has no idea. But
does he even like know how to drive other than a golf cart? Like, honestly,
I don't think
no,
so.
Probably not.
Yeah, right. I don't trust anybody who's like, I don't want to drive. Like, I don't know.
More JoJo from Jurors on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin will distribute about $30 million in federal money to increase internet access. The American Rescue Plan money will loan devices to more than 50,000 households, and more than 30,000 homes will get free Wi-Fi. Some U.S. House Republicans want to cut 27% from the Federal Trade Commission. Aaron Witte of the Consumer Protection Federation says now would be a bad time for that.
We've seen people talk a lot about feeling like their costs are increased in lots of ways. And the FTC's work is really aimed at trying to lower a lot of those costs to bring some fairness back to the process.
GOP leaders on the Appropriations Committee say they want to prioritize anti-terrorism efforts, maintain the integrity of financial markets, and spur small business growth. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. People in Wisconsin Dells are reeling after remains found in two rivers were identified as Elijah Vu. He'd been missing for 7 months. He lived in Wisconsin Dells with his mom, but went missing from her boyfriend's house in Manitowoc County. Remains were found in two rivers, and on Friday, authorities confirmed they had found the toddler. A cause and manner of death have not been released yet. Neighbors in the Dells said he was sweet and funny, and any of them would have helped his mother out if she needed it. She and her boyfriend have been in jail for months, charged with child neglect. It's widely believed that more charges could be coming. And Madison is now under a week away from the bus rapid transit line launch. Now is a good time to get used to those red bus-only lanes on your commute, and you can figure out your route if you take the bus every day. You can also get the new digital money cards, FastFare. The BRT system officially begins on Sunday. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. This is WMDX News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
The heat wave continues today, with high temperatures smacking the upper 80s under abundant sunshine. And that sticks with us for tomorrow, too. Wednesday, we get a little cooler into the low 80s, and the mid-80s return for Thursday and Friday. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 72.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this Civic Media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous, unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of Civic Media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
You might wonder, John Legend, how do you keep your voice sounding so legendary? Honey, and how do I keep my protection against COVID-19 up to date? With a COVID shot this season, designed for recent variants.
You can get your COVID-19 shot when getting your flu shot if you're due for both, as recommended by the CDC.
The fresher, the better.
Ask your healthcare provider about getting this season's COVID-19 shot when getting your flu shot.
Sponsored by Pfizer.
John Peterson and Gordy Young.
On our next show, we'll talk to Joanne Berg about the Monroe Street Festival.
And we'll be delving back into the world of Idiocracy.
Join us.
The John and Gordy Show, weekday mornings 6 till 8.
Here now at UnitedWay.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
And you know, if I was a leftist journalist, if I was a Democrat, Oh, my God. The media would be up in arms if the Republican media was doing this to a, you know, a left-wing journalist. Oh, my God. They're misogynists. They're bullying a woman. They're trying to Monica Lewinsky her. They're, you know, they're demonizing her. They're trying to discredit the fact that she's a working woman. I mean, look, I know that Kamala Harris sucked to get where she is today.
Huh. She seems nice. Lovely. She seems nice. That's the lovely and talented Laura Loomer. Wow. Mm. Wow. 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 Joe, I speculated earlier that, because I've given, you know, a couple, that she gives a really bad, you know.
EJ?
Right. Just because she has too much collagen. There's no movement there.
They call them sea-sucking lips for a reason, though.
There is a reason that they're called that, Ms.
They have to be able to move.
No. You got to be able to feel that stuff or it's not working. Yeah. I don't know. Like, right. Is it in there? I can't tell.
Especially with his, you wouldn't know.
I knew if I just left some breadcrumbs and led JoJo from Jurors down the dirty path, she would come.
Always. I mean.
Was that an impression of Laura Loomer giving Trump a. Okay. All right.
Oh, God.
No.
Oh, John said, I'm sorry, but did Mark Hamill's friend Stephanie Miller just ask on air if Jabba the Hutt ever had sex in a Star Wars movie? Yes, because that's how I picture having sex with Trump. Like, there's, like you said, probably fossilized hamburgers and the fat colds and, like, French fries. Yeah. I don't really.
But Carrie Fisher was famously in a metal bikini chained up next to Jabba the Hutt.
Yes, she was.
Okay.
Yeah.
But we don't think there was any hanky panky between them.
No.
You know, very left pure.
She was a slave.
Well, Joe and I were just discussing the mechanics of having sex with Donald Trump. You know, at this point is what we're saying.
Stop saying that.
Yeah.
Do you want me to be gay?
Is there a sex scene strong enough? Do they need something from like Cirque du Soleil or like what would you? Okay. Listen, let's move on to. Laura Loomer pushed a 9/11 conspiracy theory on social media Friday, just 2 days after she went to the 9/11 memorial. She has previously claimed 9/11 was an inside job. She wrote, 23 years later, there's still a lot of unanswered questions. The 9/11 documents are still classified to this day. The American people deserve to know the whole entire truth, not just what our lying government chose to tell us. Attaching a video of Trump speculating back in 2001 there might have been bombs placed in the Twin Towers. She followed up with a second tweet in which she said, P.S. whatever you do, do not Google Building 7. Oh, dear Jesus. That's the whole controlled demolition conspiracy theory. Investigation found the structure failed as a result of intense fire started by debris from the North Tower. JoJo, I hated the Bush administration, and I think they're a bunch of war criminals, and they lied us into war in Iraq, but... I don't think they were behind 9/11. I think their massive incompetence was behind 9/11. But this bitch is too crazy for Marjorie Taylor Greene, who has not ever met a conspiracy theory she doesn't love.
No, and that they're catfighting over who wears the point of your hood is really something to behold. But I'll just say that for me, that there are few things, very few things, that sort of reach the level of rage or get me to the level of rage that this 9/11 nonsense does. And, you know, I lived in New York for many years leading up to 9/11. I moved out just right before 9/11. My now ex-husband worked in the World Trade Center at Windows on the World. I knew a lot of those people. I saw a lot of those firemen every day when I was walking past their firehouse, the ones who ran towards.
Me too. I lived in New York for 9/11. So, I would pass them every day. And I remember every day I would say, I'm so sorry about your friends. You know, and we all saw the pictures of everybody missing. And, we all lived through it.
Right. And Donald Trump has tried to co-opt it so many times when he said his building was now the tallest, when he said he was down there removing rubble, et cetera, et cetera. So because we lived it, the whole country lived it, we all lived it, it's so traumatic, it's so painful, it's still so raw all these years later, that he will still surround himself with people who are pushing baseless, disgusting conspiracy theories like that makes my blood boil. Like, we are better than that as Americans. At least I really, really hope we are better than that.
Yep, absolutely. This is good news. The U.S. Capitol Police are welcoming a special security designation from the Department of Homeland Security for January 6, 2025, when Congress will gather to certify the Electoral College. The Capitol Police Chief says national special security event designation will further strengthen our work to protect members of Congress and the legislative process. I mean, I keep saying it, Joe. They're not preparing to win. They're preparing to cheat again. And he's clearly already inciting violence. And so I'm glad. This is like got Super Bowl level, right? Security designation.
Yeah, absolutely, 100%, which is, you know, crazy since it was just a, you know, tourist visit. But still, I mean, tourists can get aggressive. If you've ever seen the cafeteria at some of the, you know, museums down in D.C., you know how aggressive it can get. But,
yes.
But in all sincerity, though, this is where we're at now. Those are patriots that he wants to pardon and would pardon if given the chance. And what he's telling the rest of the people who might be inclined to these things is, you're fine.
Yeah.
Do whatever you need to do. I'll take care of you. And we have to prepare for that, sadly.
You know, we keep saying, too, we just need to do our work. And as Kamala Harris says, hard work is good work, because we can't, you know, we have to count on the Mark Eliases and a lot of our great governors. Because, and here, this is another sliver of good news. If he loses the 2024 election, Trump will likely lobby House Republicans to refuse to certify again. Republicans now hold a narrow majority. However, a bipartisan group of House lawmakers banded together to jointly pledge to certify the election. The group so far includes 6 House Republicans. So if they keep their pledge, Trump's allies would be unable to block the certification. But you know they're going to get death threats for them and their family, and the same kind of pressure that Mike Pence got, right?
Exactly, and that's the reality we face. I mean, there were death threats related to the speaker's race. You know what I mean? This is where we're at now. That's just in par for the course. But what I would implore Republicans to do, those Republicans who call themselves real Republicans, right, moderate Republicans who've been keeping their head in the sand all these years and just going along with all of this crazy, is now is the time for you to pull your heads out of the sand, stand up, and do the right thing for your country, like Liz Cheney, Adam Kinzinger, et cetera. Yeah. Now is the time. You have a moment that on the other side of this, Donald Trump will probably go to prison, and you can be a hero in this moment.
Okay, yeah. That was just a little tiny wee. one more little silver lining case. A long dormant lawsuit seeking to limit Trump's efforts to overturn a potential election loss has finally begun to show signs of life again. It was originally filed after the 2020 election. It has moved slowly through the federal courts in D.C., appeals court, etc. But the plaintiffs recently asked to drop one of their demands in hopes of getting the case moving. The case could have enormous implications for this election and future ones. CNN said the voters are asking a federal judge to put Trump, his campaign, the RNC, under court supervision that would require them to seek pre-approval before engaging in any activities related to recounts, certifications, or similar post-election activities, and to bar the defendants from intimidating voters, poll workers, and other election officials. I mean, you read a new story every day that makes you go, you know, why is Louis DeJoy, by the way, still in charge of the post office?
Because they're
talking about they're going to move to, like, disqualify mail-in ballots. They're going to do everything they can, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, 1,000%, because they know that they can't win by legitimate means. And so, you know, this is the threat to their existence. They will do anything.
Yeah. Charlotte in L.A. Hello, Charlotte.
Good morning.
Hi.
I just wanted to go back to the job at McDonald's.
Yes.
You can pull your Social Security statement. I mean, I'm 62 years old. Mine goes all the way back to when I was 15 years old.
Yeah, mine does too.
And it tells you all the amounts that were contributed every single year.
But it doesn't tell you where you worked.
Was making minimum wage.
Right. It tells you how much you contributed, but it doesn't tell you where you contributed it from.
Right.
It doesn't tell you where you worked.
Yeah. I don't think there's a record of me at Fung Lum.
Well,
what was the country bar I worked at? I worked at what was the country bar? You know, the one in the valley.
It's
which one?
Saddle Ranch?
Palomino Club?
The Palomino, yeah.
Yeah. I was a cocktail waitress there until a career waitress threatened to break my arm if I touched her tip tray again. I was just trying to help. I was like, saving it for her, and she's like, if you touch my tip tray again, I'm going to break your arm.
Well, I understand that.
I lasted 2 nights there.
They get rough in the valley.
Especially at the Palomino.
Uh-huh.
I was technically employed as a stripper because my stepsister stole my identity, but I wasn't actually working there. So
oh, wow.
I wonder if that's...
Oh.
Okay.
Well, I'm going to start that rumor.
I wonder if she paid Social Security.
I apparently worked at the Itchy Kitty in Reseda as a stripper. That's what... If you Google me. Yeah. If you Wikipedia me. I'm too old to remember if I did. Maybe I did.
Maybe the first mistake was naming a strip club.
The Itchy Kitty.
Yeah.
Maybe my kitty was itchy.
I don't even know. My stripper name was Cinnamon with an S, apparently.
Joe, did you have to have real jobs, or were you a little rich kid?
I've had real jobs. I have one right now.
Yeah, that's true. You had a lot of
perfect answer.
I did. I shrink-wrapped CDs for a while.
Yeah.
Oh, that's fun.
Mm-hmm.
I sold pens on the phone. Someone asked me how you do that. I'm like, well, you don't really. Yeah. I never sold a one.
Oh.
Maria in the Bronx loves JoJo from Jurors, and who doesn't take a number? Hi, Marie. Hi, Maria.
Hi. I met JoJo at the New York Sexy Liberal with my twin sister, and you were so nice to us.
Aww.
She is nice.
I'm a retired lieutenant, and the FOP backing Trump makes me crazy.
Yeah.
Because I just find it disgusting that a national organization like that would back a felon. And
I know.
I just think of January 6th, and I remember the police officers being beaten with a thin blue line flag.
Yep.
Yeah, thank you. And the American flag. And Trump flags.
Yeah. Right.
Disgusting. Yep. Thank you. I know. What she just said, that sums it up. The police union, any police union endorsing a felon is... What timeline are we in? This is just insane.
A felon who's called those police officers, you know, crisis actors, by the way.
Yeah.
And we're friends with a lot of them, and they're not crisis actors. They wear the battle scars of that day.
Yes. Oh, hi, Mick in New York. Hello. Hi, Mick.
Wow, am I finally in?
Yes, hi.
Hi. 2 points. The first one is, how far are we going to let this go? Because he's going to walk into a freaking theater, yell fire, 20 people are going to get killed, and he's going to walk out going, oh, I say there's a campaign.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
And the second thing is, after 48 years, I guarantee you, if you walk into WCMF in Rochester, New York, not a damn thing's changed, not even the music.
I bet that's true.
Is Brother Wee still there?
Is Brother Wee still at WCMF?
No, he actually moved over to 95.1.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
All right. Give him my love. Love me some Brother Wee's. I was Sister Sleaze on the Brother Wee's Morning Circus. That was another illustrious job I had. A little bit above selling pens, a little lower than the yogurt delight.
You were naked in a store window wearing a barrel.
In a barrel. This is stunt, everybody. This is wacky morning radio stuff. Okay. Oh, dear. I've had such an impressive resume.
I was Secret Agent Lovejoy, and I went around Phoenix with George Strait tickets.
Oh, did you?
Uh-huh.
Oh, good.
Yeah, people had to find...
Did people want George Strait tickets?
Yeah. Yes, they did.
Okay.
But
I'm just asking.
People had to find me in order to get the George Strait tickets.
Oh. That's why you're a secret agent.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Lovejoy.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Sister Sleaze. Yeah. Brother Reed's Morning Circus. WCMA.
You guys need a buddy comedy show. Sister Sleaze.
Love toy. Well, we've had a buddy comedy show for about 25 years now.
Good buddy every morning. Okay, 47. What a pathetic little life I've had.
Yeah.
47 minutes after the hour. This portion of the show brought to you by Credo Mobile, America's progressive phone company.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes you do business with companies a little sketch because you're like, I don't really have a choice. Like, so many companies in the fling now. Area, whatever the type of company you need.
Right.
I'm just saying, this your phone company is different. You can choose Credo Mobile. They care about our world as much as you do. They've donated over $95 million to progressive nonprofits like Rainforest Action Network, Planned Parenthood, ACLU, on and on. Join Credo Mobile. You get all you need from your phone company, the nation's most reliable network, competitive plans, great deals on new phones, friendly customer service, and switching so easy. Bring your current phone. Bring your current number. Do it. Go to CredoMobile.com. For back to school, they'll give you a $250 prepaid card when you bring your phone into them. And they'll donate $50 to Donors Choose to help provide school supplies to teachers who need them. Here's a spoiler alert. All teachers need them.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. Art supplies, right? Technology, diverse books. Learn more at CredoMobile.com or call 877-346-0516.
Stephanie Miller.
Now, please, let's hold off on the cursing until happy hour.
Well, you've heard me talk about Chuck Norris. There's this video online of him hitting pads. He looks great. He's in his 80s, still kicking butt, working out, staying active. Feels like he's really in his 50s. What's even more shocking is he's stronger, can work out longer, and has plenty of energy left over that helps keep him sharp and focused. You might be wondering how he's able to do all this. Well, he made simple change. Chuck uses Morning Kick, a refreshing drink designed to nourish your body, support gut health, boost energy, and feel youthful. I love it. Morning Kick combines 10 supplements in one. When it comes to health, this has been a game changer for me. If you want to feel better, gain energy, and enhance your overall well-being, go to roundhouseprovisions.com and type in the code Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511. You get 40% off, and they have a 90-day satisfaction guarantee. Text Stephanie to 511-511. Text fees may apply, or go to roundhouseprovisions.com and type in Stephanie one more time. That is roundhouseprovisions.com. Promo code Stephanie. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. Roundhouseprovisions.com. Do you love food but feel like it doesn't love you back? Maybe you've noticed an increase in gas, bloating, and digestion lately. Are you worried the only solution is to make big changes to your diet? What if there's an easier way? With Just Thrive Probiotic, you can finally break through from the cycle of discomfort and take back control. Just Thrive's breakthrough formula is clinically proven to help you beat digestive issues. And Just Thrive's award-winning formula has 1,000 times better survivability. You can sprinkle it into any food or drink, or it comes in gummies, too. To learn more about this groundbreaking company, don't miss the special episode podcast with Tina, the founder of Just Thrive. Experience the Just Thrive probiotic difference today and get 20% off. You heard me right, 20% off your first order at justthrivehealth.com with the promo code Stephanie. I love my Just Thrive products. I take them every day. That is justthrivehealth.com with the promo code Stephanie. That's 20% off with the promo code Stephanie.
Make a difference in your community today. Find the perfect volunteering opportunity for you at volunteerwisconsin.org or by getting in touch with your local United Way or Volunteer Center. There are so many ways to get involved and make an impact. Paid for by United Way of Wisconsin.
The John and Gordy Show.
We have Mark on the phone.
Struck me the other day, the Wisconsin dairy industry would be crippled without the immigrants that have come to this country willing to do the hard work. They will not be a drain on our economy. They will increase our economy.
Absolutely.
I'd like to walk up to Mike Johnson and just give him, give him a swift kick in the ass.
Tell us how you really feel.
Weekday mornings, 6 until 8 on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app.
The green and gold tailgating, the frozen tundra. Lambeau Field has a legacy all its own, including where to build it. Residents on both sides of Green Bay argued for it. Officials wanted property with room for growth. In the end, 50 acres of farmland was purchased, but the address, Ashwaubenon. More bargaining, and in 1956, the land was annexed to Green Bay. Now, do you know the other reason leaders considered this annexation so important? Parking, beer sales, keeping the Packers in Green Bay? The answer coming up. The Green Bay City Stadium project moved quickly from there, and in less than a year, opened with a Packers-Bears game. It became Lambeau Field in 1965 following the death of team co-founder and coach Curly Lambeau. So did you guess why the land annexation was so important? It's all three, keeping the team in the city, parking, and beer sales. Ashwaubenon was dry at the time. Officials believe Packers fans wanted to be able to buy beer and could in Green Bay. This history makes it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network. Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Stephanie Miller Show. JoJo from Jersey is here. Chris.
What?
Who said, just FYI, when there is asymmetrical lying, there will be asymmetrical fact-checking? Who said that?
The Groovy Ghoulies.
No, Abby Phillip from CNN. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. Joe was saying it literally is a solid wall of lies that she is running against, you know. Alternated. It's like a Flintstones background of horrible, despicable, racist, misogynistic things, and then just complete lies or both.
Yeah.
Right?
Right. Oh, yeah. Lying by his record and hers, by the way.
Right.
At the same time.
Yeah. Right. Right. So this is good. Trump once again claimed credit for terminating Roe v. Wade. Yeah, it's real good what you did. Mm-hmm. It's wildly popular. Yeah, keep mentioning that. Pushing away his party's strict anti-abortion stances and reminding Republicans they must win elections. Right. Well, this is exactly why you're not going to win an election, because of Roe. He said, with the long-sought termination, 52 years by everyone, including Republicans, Democrats.
No. Okay.
I think it's like that's good for us that he's so delusional that he thinks this is really wildly popular, that everyone wanted Roe v. Wade overturned. We're like, it's real good what you did. Tell us about the rabbits again. Yeah.
He doesn't even know how to thread that needle because he keeps pissing off one side or the other by trying to make everybody happy, and you can't.
Right.
If you don't have a real position, you can't occupy one.
He also added, weirdly, Russia's talking war with the USA. We're closer than ever before. Only I can solve this dangerous situation.
Mm-hmm.
By what? Giving Putin a loomer? Okay. What?
You're now calling them loomers.
They're loomers.
Okay, got it.
You know what? It's about time we give Monica Lewinsky a break. Let's just call them loomers now.
If you call them that, you're going to make me turn into a lesbian once and for all. I just want you to know that.
And stop mentioning it.
Yeah.
I'm sorry,
I told her one of my exes said she wasn't gay. She's a Steph sexual. And I'm just saying, you may be a Steph sexual. Check with your doctor.
Check it lasts longer than 4 hours. Call your doctor.
Check in a lady lake near you.
Oh, God.
No, we already said it. Our love transcends anything physical. We would just be the kids in the school that didn't get to sit next to each other till all the way through high school. They'd just be like, No. You two do not get to. Yeah.
Yeah. They'd be like, actually, Joe, you probably need to go to a different school entirely.
You need to move to a different state, we've decided. Yeah. You are too much trouble together.
So sorry.
So, Republican pollster Sarah Longwell Friday morning found herself incredulous. Republicans who were skeptical of Trump are now expressing dismay. He's hanging out with hardcore racists such as Laura Loomer. She said, people are clutching their pearls over Trump hanging out with conspiracy theorist lunatic Laura Loomer, cracking me up. Guys, Trump is the chief lunatic conspiracy theorist. He's not being influenced. He's just hanging out with people who think the same way he does.
Yeah.
And she said, at least in 2016, Trump was going to be surrounded by normalish Republicans. Now it's post-insurrection Trump surrounded by thousands of Laura Loomers. I mean, you try not to get, like, just kind of yourself silly when you think about the actuality that he could win, right?
Yeah. I mean, that's the thing is that you don't want to put too much energy in that, right? Because, like, then you put that out there in the universe. But when you really do think about it, like, what he'll be surrounded by Laura Loomers, you know, Stephen Miller, Stephen Bannon's, Roger Stone's, and, like, not only is it, like, this suck-up brigade that are something down there at his taint, but it's also like the craziest, looniest, meanest, most evil, most racist, most bigoted, horrible people, like the architects of the child separation policy and like Marjorie Taylor Greene and stuff. Like, it's a bad scenario.
Yeah. Okay. You are a bad influence on me. You are my Laura Loomer. We have to hope that they continue to run the worst campaign ever. Trump's decision to spread misinformation about Haitian immigrants eating family pets in Ohio may cost him his own home state. It was not too long ago Florida was a swing state. It could return to Democrats once again due to the state's high number of Haitian voters. I mean, it is like they are surgically trying to alienate as many segments of the population as they possibly can.
It's almost as if they don't think it matters. That's the other part that you're like, why don't they think this matters? I know he doesn't have any self-control, right? But that's one thing. But they still seem to be like, it's fine. All of the Haitian community in America, it's fine. Like, what?
By the way, Vance doubled down on debunked claims about Haitian immigrants abducting pets and falsely linked them to rising rates of HIV and tuberculosis.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Caitlin Collins pressed Vance, if someone calls your office and says they saw a Bigfoot, that doesn't mean they saw a Bigfoot. Because that's what he's like, I don't know, somebody told me. Public health experts have widely discredited the idea that immigrants are driving HIV. That's like an old 80s rumor.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's all they have. It's like the Caravan 6.0, right? And just a quick about J.D. Vance and how feckless he is. You know, the fact that Loomer said that the White House would smell like curry and, whatever she said about the hotlines, that his children are half Indian.
His wife
is Indian. He's still not pushing back on this and defending them at all. And that is despicable. It's the Ted Cruz playbook, and it's despicable.
Follow her worshiper like we do in the creepiest of ways. JoJo from Jers on all the socials. And JoJo from Jers newsletter, Substack, Are You Effing Kidding Me podcast. We love you, you little human ball of fun and love. All right, bye.
And I love you too.
Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for the John and Gordy Show.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we debut a new daily segment coming your way every day at 11:50 called This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 11.
Save big on your next project right now at Menards. Do you have a mouse in your house? Effectively capture mice and pests with Tomcat rodent traps. Menards carries a variety of Tomcat traps that are easy to use, non-toxic, and are safer than conventional wooden traps. Save big on Tomcat traps. And don't forget to check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money at Menards.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. You're listening to Mad Radio.
WMDX 1580 AM Columbus. W224 EG Madison.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.